Blog Talk Radio.
You are now connected to the Christian whistleblower, Jeffrey Dardy.
Taking on 2,000 years of indoctrination, 2 hours at a time.
Sink or swim, deep end information.
Asking questions no one else will.
Parabiblical research, spiritual technology, personal empowerment.
Be your own guru.
Master your own ascension.
Guide your own spirit.
And now, showing you how, the Christian whistleblower, Jeffrey Dardy.
Good morning. It's Friday morning. I am broadcasting this live on June the 26th, 2015. I'm in the United States of America. My best to you, wherever you are. And a special welcome to those of you that are listening to me on the Deprogrammed Radio Network. My good friend John Shooter, heading things up in that great work. My pleasure, my privilege to be on this great network, bringing you this information, the Fresh Daily Show. It's our fresh daily version, really, of the Christian Whistleblower Show. Go to my website, jeffreydardy.com, christianwhistleblower.com. You can find out where else you can hear it. We do have a two-hour show every week. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States of America. And we have another daily show that we do as well called Asking Questions or Ask Questions, Question Answers. And look at the website and it'll be able to tell you about all of those things. And there's books to look at. There's things to read. There's information aplenty. And on that website, we do have the ever-popular Religion Watch Daily, and of course I'm joking a little bit when I say that, but in actuality, very surprised, very pleased, very happy with the popularity of Religion Watch Daily. Of course, they can tell you how many people are visiting your website. Don't worry, it's not all NSA. It's not all Big Brother. They don't tell you who or when or where or any of that situation, or at least what I have doesn't. We heard yesterday about the churches employing facial recognition software. Don't worry, the Fresh Daily Show, the Christian Whistleblower, we're not employing any facial recognition software or anything of that nature. But Religion Watch Daily, a lot of people enjoying it. I enjoy putting it together. And we take a look at interesting things like the aforementioned churches getting creepy facial recognition software to track members. That's at jeffreydardy.com, christianwhistleblower.com. Just click on the Religion Watch Daily tab up at the top. And do you still think your church couldn't possibly be part of a mind control matrix? Think about that, creepy facial recognition. And there's another article that I just made basic mention of. And, you know, when I sleep a lot of times, things come to my mind. It's kind of interesting. As active as my mind is during the day, you think it might take a little time off. But I think we sleep way too much anyway, but we won't get into that. Even though someday we should talk about polyphasic sleeping. I find it to be tremendously helpful. But there was an article that I put on Religion Watch Daily that says 91 times black churches have been violently attacked. When Dylann Roof allegedly opened fire at the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston last week, it was an act of terror of the kind that happens all too often in black houses of worship. This article suggests that over 90 times since about the mid-50s, and that is a tragedy. I would say it's consistent with an act of terror. But the question that came to my mind, and not to belittle the Charleston situation in any way, shape, or form, 91 times black churches have been attacked since the mid-1950s. How many times have white churches been attacked during the 1950s? How many times have Native American or Indian churches been attacked since the 1950s? How many times have Latino churches in the United States been attacked since the 1950s? How many times have synagogues been attacked? How many times have Muslim places of worship been attacked, Sikh places of worship? How many times, let's just take the word black out of there and say, how many times have churches been violently attacked? How many acts of terror have been perpetrated against worshipers of every creed, color, and origin? I guess my point is that having a black church attacked 91 times in 50 years, I mean, that's roughly a couple of times a year. That's way too much. But I wonder if this type of recording, 91 times black churches have been violently attacked, is not thematic of the real disease. And the real disease is not so much that it's against black churches or white churches or Native American churches or Jewish churches. I know that's kind of a mixed metaphor, or Muslim churches, but that it's against churches and that it's against people. And I think, and this is my, I guess I'm editorializing here, but it's all right, it's my show. The powers that be, and I believe it's the Roman Pauline Christian matrix that is controlling us through fear and guilt. And what better way to stoke up fear than to attack churches on a regular basis? What better way to create a them for us to be afraid of? And what better way to keep people in fear? What better way to keep people in doubt? What better way to stir up tensions between people and keep people at one another's throats? A great way to divide and conquer. Now, this isn't to say that every single church shooting is perpetrated by an agent of, you know, the Roman Catholic Church or anything of that nature. All I'm saying is that the violence is symptomatic of the systematic slavery and control by the Roman Pauline matrix, at least here in the United States. There's an article up there about the benefits of being a Christian, and you have a lot of people saying, oh, no matter what you could tell me about the negative issues of being a Christian, there's nothing. Let me just read the article. I understand your intellectual objections, but the plain fact is that the benefits of being a Christian simply outweigh any objection you could possibly raise. And if you go to the site and look at that article, the very first thing the guy says, well, he said, well, give me some of those benefits. Number one is the fact I'm forgiven of all my sins. And arguably, you'd have to say, I think if you're a Christian, I was one for, 30 years. That's more than some of you have been alive that are listening to this, but, and that's way less than some of you have been alive. But the fact that my sins are forgiven is a great reason for being a Christian. Well, that's a part of your Stockholm system. That's a part of the whole mind control matrix. That's a part of, thank you, sir, may I have another. That's a part of, thank you for freeing me from the cage you put me in, because you don't need to be forgiven from sin until you accept the fact that you're a sinner. Ding, 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 ding. Hello, is this thing on? It was the Christian church that told you that you had sin. It was a Christian church that told you about the concept of original sin. How nice of them to provide a way for you to be forgiven of that which they put on you in the first place. Of course, you're going to have to go where they say to go, do what they say to do, say what they say to say, pay what they say to pay in order to get free from that which they themselves created and put on you. You know, that's interesting, but Yeshua said, wait a second. There is no original sin. You're not born with sin. You're born with the kingdom of heaven within. You're not born with sin, but you're born with the spark of the divinity within. And guess what? There's nothing for you to do that you have to do to avoid going to a place called hell that was invented by the Christian church that wants to save you from going to that place. Actually, hell was probably incorporated by the Christian church, a concept already in other religions, but you know what I'm saying, and get you to heaven, a place created slash incorporated by the Christian church, a pie in the sky in the great by and by after you die. So don't worry about why you're still around down here on the ground. Just be our slave in the interim. But anyway, and that's kind of a sampling. There's also one called Dialogues with the Christian, written by an atheist. And he says, I didn't become an atheist because I was pissed off at God. I became an atheist because I felt intellectually it was the only choice that I could make that allowed me to look in the mirror without feeling like a hypocrite. I became an atheist because I truly feel that the evidence can lead only to that conclusion. I did not become an atheist because I was pissed off at God. Did you become a Christian because you're pissed off at logic and reason? You know, I am not a Christian. I'm not an atheist. But what I have found in my now, I guess, what was it, 2000 and probably, let's just make it a round figure because it wasn't a great, you know, cathartic event that made me leave Christianity for good. It was more a drift. You know, I realized that Christianity was wrong. I began moving out, but I probably didn't completely make a break until I would say probably, wow, it was probably 5-6 years ago, I guess. I've been completely clean and sober from Christianity. But anyway, what I found in the study, the research, the talking, the meditation, the spiritual journey, traveling, remote viewing, all of the various ways of gathering information, I find that atheism is often a waypoint or a rest area or a stopping place between religious indoctrination and true spirituality. That's why I don't get really upset when people say, oh, I'm an atheist, or I don't get really upset when you realize that atheism is growing arguably faster than any religion, at least in the United States. And to me, it just shows that people are coming out of orthodox religion. They're coming out of big-time religion. They're coming out of dogmatic, control-based, guilt-fueled religion. They come out and say, I'm atheist. What they're really saying, and a lot of them I don't think know it, some of them are atheists and really are atheists, but a lot of them are saying, look, I am done with God, when really what they mean is I'm done with religion. And after spending a little bit of time in atheism, allowing themselves to decompress, allowing themselves to get all of the doctrine and indoctrination out of their mind, they begin to realize, it really wasn't God or the divine. And I think God and Jesus are really magic words that throw you into the mind matrix of control and fear, and we'll look at that at another time. I know that's very inflammatory, but I think I can prove it. But at any way, I wasn't really mad at the divine. I was mad at religion. And you know what? Now that I'm free and clear, I can see that there is something out there. There is a divine being or divine beings, but it's certainly not what I was taught in orthodox religiosity. So atheism can often be a stopping point between religion and true spirituality. So that's the Religion Watch Daily. If you take a look, you know, through our website, you see, you know, a lot of interesting things there. And I would encourage you, if you don't know who I am, if you don't know what I am, are you wondering, is this guy crazy? Right on the front page, you can find out about us, you know, kind of what my deal is. You can look at some of the services that we offer. You can see that I was featured on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie and will be again. So I'm not a complete nutbag. Is this for real? Yes. You can read about the Plastic Jesus American Tour. See some of our other broadcast outlets as well. You can find out on the About Us page. You can find out a kind of a mini biography about me. You can also have some, there's some FAQs in there. And, you know, as I was going to come on to the show today, I had another presentation prepared to talk about Plastic Jesus. But I think, you know, I'm starting to get an increasing number of questions sent to me during the week. I think that the Fresh Daily Show affords me a great opportunity to, on Fridays of every week, just answer questions. And I think that's what we'll do today. Does Jeffrey Daugherty consider yourself to be a Christian? I get asked that quite a lot. I've been asked that a few times this week. Well, no. But don't, you know, I almost said a dirty word. Don't burn me at the stake yet. I consider myself to be a devoted follower of the teachings of Yeshua, who you call Jesus. I don't, and we'll talk about that at some point in time, and it's nothing to do with sacred names, extremism. But I consider myself to be a devoted follower of the teachings of Yeshua. And these teachings are very often contradictory, almost exclusively contradictory, to the dogmas of Orthodox Christianity. And when they differ, I choose the original teachings of Yeshua over the dictates of Christian dogma, of Pauline religion, of Roman/Pauline religion. Well, Jeff, do you believe in the Bible? Well, yes. I believe that the Bible contains much that is productive. I believe the Bible contains much that is helpful for spiritual growth. I believe the Bible contains words of the divine, without a doubt. I believe the Bible contains diamonds of divine revelation. I also believe the Bible contains much falsehood, much mistranslation, much outright deception. And I would say that the Bible is at least 75% dung, 25% diamond. That's because I'm a rather optimistic fellow. It may be even tilted more towards the dung ratio than that, but 75-25. So I believe the Bible. I believe the Bible contains the words of the divine. I also believe it contains a lot of dung. And I also believe that as you get yourself out of the mind matrix of Christianity, you'll be able to discern the difference between the diamond and the dung in the Bible. And I wholeheartedly encourage people to continue to read the Bible or start reading the Bible if you have not ever read it. And I encourage you to listen to me, follow some of the other broadcasts that we've made in the past, because we talk about ways to study the Bible. If you're going to read the Bible, I would recommend that you read it via the internet. If you're in the Old Testament, a Hebrew to English interlinear. If you're in the New Testament, a Greek to English interlinear, because it will bypass as much as is possible the mistranslations and the delusions of the King James Version and allow you to see what at least the original intent of the original writers was. So, Jeff, you were a preacher, just reading through these questions. How long were you a preacher and with what denominations? I'm not sure why it's important, but I guess you have the right to know. For over 20 years, I was a pastor, an evangelist. I was a licensed minister. I was licensed by the Evangelical Free Baptist Church. I was licensed by the Church of God in Christ. Interestingly, that's about a 99.99999% black denomination. So when I talk about things related to race, I do have a rather unique perspective on them. I mean, for almost 3 years, my wife at that time and I were the only two white people in the church that were married to white people. The church probably had, I don't know, 400 or 500 members. 25-30 of us might have been white. So when I talk about race, I have a unique perspective on race, and I think that I have, you know, somewhat of a right to talk about it in a way that maybe not everybody does. So the church, the Free Evangelical Free Baptist Church, the Church of God in Christ, the Assemblies of God, the Church of God, Cleveland, Tennessee, and the Association of Seventh-day Pentecostal Assemblies. So there you go. 20 years, and those were the denominations that I was licensed by. Jeff, do you believe in Jesus? Yes. I believe that the teachings of Yeshua, I call him Yeshua, not Jesus, because there was no J in the language until the 17th century. He was never called Jesus. If he walked into the room where you're sitting, he'd shake your hand and say, "Hey, I'm Yeshua," or he might say Yahashua. That's, you know, kind of like the William and the Bill. But at any rate, he has never been named Jesus, is not named Jesus, and additionally, the name Jesus is a magical word or a saying. I got to find the right word, but it's something that when you say it, tonality of it, the resonance of it, and the 2,000 years of indoctrination of it into your mind throws you automatically into the mind of the matrix and throws you into cognitive dissonance. So I believe the teachings of Yeshua represent the pinnacle of human spirituality and are the best way to complete one's ascension in a single lifetime. Jesus, Yeshua said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." If you break that down, what he was really saying is, I have gathered all the best ways of human spirituality. I've gathered all the best truths of human spirituality into a life path that leads to abundance. Spiritually is really the main focus there, and fulfillment of who you are as a being. So there you go. Do I believe in Jesus? I believe in plastic Jesus too. We'll talk about that next week. Now here's one I get often, and it's reared its silly head again this week. Do you, Jeff, believe that you're a time traveler? You know, I put out an article and a YouTube video. It's been a couple of years ago now, and you know, it still follows me around because people that refuse to meet me on the plane of individual, that refuse to meet me on the plane of intellectual discourse, the folks that can't really combat me if they choose to on a intellectual way or level, they just start calling names and throwing mud. And this is one of the things: "Oh, Darty thinks she's a time traveler." Well, no, Darty does not think he's a time traveler. And they know this. They just throw it out there. What I do think, believe, and know is that I do have the ability through remote viewing to see into the future and into the past. It's remote viewing. It's not actual time travel. I can teach people to do this. I don't physically go to another time or place. I'm just able to see it and observe it. And when we begin to understand the reality of what time is and the reality of what we are as a being, we're not this body that we're carrying around. We happen to be a spiritual entity driving this body, really trapped in this body. But anyway, I found this out. I discovered this during the 2014 NFL season, the National Football League. I know for those of you listening in the UK, I don't know why it's called football either, because it doesn't make any sense. They very rarely use their feet. But anyway, during that season, I figured, you know what, if I can understand the past, I should be able to understand the future, see the future, And by way of trying to validate this, I remote viewed the scores of games, predicted them versus the point spread. And from week three of the season through the Super Bowl, I proved myself to be 82% accurate. Professional handicappers average just above 50%. And last but not least, do you believe you're the reincarnation of Thomas Jefferson? No. That was said about me on a couple of by a couple of individuals, and it was repeated on a couple of national radio programs. I've never asserted such a belief. You know, a lot of the things I teach were pioneered by Jefferson, and I do expand on them. And I think I made statements like, you know, in promotional pieces, you know, what Jefferson started, Darty's finishing, and of course that's a little self-serving, but you know, it is a promotion. But no, I don't think I'm the reincarnation of Thomas Jefferson. Have we reincarnated or brought back to life some of his ideas? Yes. Are we expanding on some of the things that he taught? Yes. And we will continue to do so. And I don't make apology for that in any way, shape, or form. And let me close with this question. This is a really interesting question. And I get stuff like this all the time. And I wanted to talk about this. I don't really have time, but Jeff, are you saying that the original texts were manipulated or the translation? Well, that's a good question. Really, I talk about the translation of the original text being manipulated. And yet, the original texts themselves, some of what we say are original texts, really were not original texts. They are added by other than divine sources. And then the texts that are actually given by divine words, if you will, or divine revelation, are then mistranslated, intentionally so, in my view, by the powers that be, quote unquote. So I guess I'm saying the original texts are, well, I guess I'm saying what a lot of what's in the Bible is not original text. It's added by non-divine sources. And much of the original text that is of a divine origin is mistranslated. So there you go, Friday night or Friday morning, wherever you may be, answering of questions here on The Fresh Daily Show with Jeffrey Darty. And this is, you know, what we want to do. We want to be answering your questions. We want to be addressing the things that you wonder about. And let's see, let's sneak in one more question here. Are you saying, I listened to your Coast to Coast interview, right away thought this guy was on to something. Thank you. Your Antichrist Paul thing, your book is very interesting. You spent the first half of your interview exposing who the Lord really is. If you had spent the first half of your interview exposing who the Lord really is, I'm sure it would have generated so much more feedback, because everybody's familiar with the concept of the Lord God. Mm-hmm. Saying that the Lord God is the bad guy we think of as Satan, now that is a shocker indeed, and it does seem to be completely true. Well, not so much a question as a statement, but there you have it. We'll be back next week. Every morning at 10 a.m. is when I do it live here on the East Coast of the United States, and I hope that you're enjoying it. And visit me at the website, ask your questions. We'll even open up the phones next Friday and give you a chance to call in and ask questions directly. But until Monday, I'm Jeffrey Darty, the Christian Whistleblower, and I'm wishing you peace and light.
Stay connected with the Christian Whistleblower at www.christianwhistleblower.com. On Facebook, follow Jeffrey Darty and Jeffrey Darty Show, and on Twitter at NC Kabbalah. Visit christianwhistleblower.com today to learn how to create yourself and to live the life you'll love.